Okay. So, it's very interesting. I find this interesting. Two people called me this morning. A few people called me with shilas, but there were two different shilas. One person called me, shaila in Bas V'Chalav. Shaila Bas V'Chalav. And shaila, chicken that went, I'm not going to talk about Bas V'Chalav, it's in the parsha. But the chicken went into, I'll tell you what the shaila was, it was chicken that was uncovered in the oven, uncovered the zeya, the juice from the chicken went up, touches the bottom of the pan. The pan had in it muffins, little muffin loaf, you know, that were cooking inside. And but that pan was originally a milchika pan. Originally that pan was a milchika pan. And the maisa, the muff, but it wasn't used in 24 hours, the pan. But the zeya is going up. The zeya from the chicken is going up, going into the pan. So he wants to know what's the din. What's the din of the muffin loaf? What's the din of the pan? What's the din of the chicken? What's the din? Do we have to get rid of the muffins, the pan? Do we have to kill the wife? Whatever. What do we do? I told him the psak is like this. When you hear it, like, and you don't know Basar V'Chalav, it sounds like some kind of a mifus. I told him the chicken is good, the pan, you have to kasher, the muffin loch, you have to only eat with flay shakes, the wife, you have to kill. Everything he was okay with, no problem. No problem. Does anybody here understand that aside what I said? If you do, it's okay. If you don't, just go like this. Okay. So he said to me, no problem. No problem. Whatever you say, Rabbi. The next guy called me, right? And he wanted to know like this. His Baldira, right? It was a whole Maisa. Long story. I'm not getting involved. His Baldira, all the stories are Baldira, right? But the Baldira, they don't have a contract. They don't have a contract. They just continue from a previous contract. And, you know, he stayed for 20 days into the new non-contract time or whatever. And he's not, he's not staying. He's going back now and he's leaving like next week. And it's Baldira tells him, what are you talking about? He says, you have to pay now and you have to pay and you have to give me 2 months' notice. And da-da-da, so you have to pay for 3 months and da-da. He says, I'll pay for the 20 days I was here. So he called me up. They asked me, and I'm right? I'm only here for 20 days. I don't have to pay for more than that. So I told him, it's got not to push it in halacha. What was the original contract? And in the original contract, what did it say? He says, no, but there's no contract now, and et cetera, et cetera. That was the end of the conversation. I told him, to make a long story short, that he's wrong. And that Lamaisa, that's the minhag makubal in the Medina, is that you give 2 months and that you continue with the previous contract. It's a shailah chash mishnah, isn't it? And that he had, right? I saw from his reaction, it was like, I don't understand. What do you mean? What about this and this? And what about this and this and this and this? Right? So I told him the first shailah. The shailah with the chicken. Remember, with the muffin loch, and gas, and the dead white, the whole business, right? I told him, what's the answer to that shailah? I don't know. I don't know. I go, what do you mean you don't know? I go, are the muffin loch kosher or not? Right? Is it chicken? Was it milk like a pan, right? One time there was cheese in that pan, right? Is it kosher? Is it, right? Is the oven? He goes, I don't know. I never learned Yeridaya. Right? So let me explain this, right? There are 428 simanim in Chashin Mishpat. There's Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra, right? Baba Sali. Right, this 420. There's no games in Klishin Mishpat. There's no games. There are no games. There are ksoisim. You guys would think, like, when you're gonna get the Klishin Mishpat, who are we prosing like? The ksois, right? The ksois. The ksois is the king, right? Usually we passing like the nesivis. You know what's going on there? That means even the ksois is not the king in Klishin Mishpat. That he's on the page. This shachs. There's smas. It is hard. It is hard. Chesh Mishpat's hard. It's hard. That's the difference between the men and the boys. There's no games. Chesh Mishpat is difficult. Hard. It's hard to learn a ksais. It's hard to learn a ksais when he's, you know, a 40-line arichis about something, and then the nesivis comes back with 2 lines and says what, and this and that. It's difficult. Because I'll say that the chachma is found in Chesh Mishpat. So why is it? I ask Akasha. There's hundreds and hundreds of dafim. There's 119 dafim in Baba Kama. There's 120 dafim in Baba Metzia. There's 176,000 blood in Baba Basra. Right? There's hundreds and hundreds of dafim. There's 428 siman. Yardaya, Basra B'Chalav. I could count on my hand, you know, from Simon Pei, including the Darbonans, the 6 hours and whatever, from Pei Zayin until Sadi's like 10 Simonim, the Saka call about 7-8 blot in the Gemara and Chulin. You could learn that in a winter's man, maybe, right? Not so bad, not so, I'm not saying it's not hard, but it's not, you know, not so bad, right? How come that one, he knows he has no shaykhis to? What's the difference? What's the difference? Let me explain. You know, this is how I talk, but let me explain. Okay? The difference is because he hates the ksais. He hates the ksais. What do you mean he hates the ksais? He hates the nesivis. He hates the nesivis. Right? He just said he hates the nesivis. Right? Why would anyone hate the nesivis?
Why?
Well, let me explain. I have to explain. You have to back up such a statement. Anybody who hates the nesivis, why? Because when it comes to Chaysh and Mishpat, why did they all waste? Do you know how the Ksais wrote his Sefer? We have a Kabbalah. The Ksais had no money, right? Nothing. The Ksais was so poor that the Ksais would sit under a cover because the ink would freeze. Right? The ink would freeze. So he would sit under the cover. All those words, those drops of ink that you read from the Halakhic Ksais were written under a cover in the freezing cold winter so that the ink would not freeze. Right? So he's sitting there saying, why did the Halik excites and the Shach and the Beit Yosef and the Ramah, why did they waste all those drops of inks? I know the answer to all my Chush and Mishpat Shailas. What's it based on? My logic. My brain. There's 428 worthless pages. There's excites that are a waste of money. Right? He could have been gambling in Atlantic City somewhere. What was he doing under a cover, writing with droplets of ink and saving all that ink at the die for nothing? Because I know the answer to all of my chosh and mishpat shayles. Right? You know, years ago, I sat in a basement. That ended very fast after half my stories. Right? Every person that came in, every single, I'll tell you cases today, but every person that came in, right? Now, listen, I'm going to, you know, I don't know, all the fun cases, right? It was a case, we'll talk about it in a minute. One case was that somebody gave a person $400 to buy a computer. That's how much it was in those days. Right? But he gave him $400 to buy a computer, and he went to America to buy it. He'd buy it, make a long story short, and he was going to bring it back there. So, make a long story short, he bought the computer, he bought it on his credit card in America, and they never charged him. Okay, so the Maisa, it was all Goyim. The store was Goyim, everybody involved was Goyim, right? Except for the two people. Everybody involved is Goyim. So he says, okay, this is called Taiz Akum. They asked me first, before anything, he asked me, the person who was the buyer, he said to me, do I have to tell the credit card guy? I told him, look, it's a guy, it's a Shiloh, because Taiz Akum is mutter. You're not allowed to mat'e the guy, you're not allowed to trick the guy, but if the guy makes a mistake, so api alocha, Taiz Akum is mutter. So over here, it's a Taiz, they didn't charge you, you got the computer, you have it now, they have full ability still to charge you. It's still on whatever record, for whatever reason it didn't go through. You're not tricking them. So now the shaila is, do I have to go and tell them? So that's the whole thing. We say, if it'll be a Kiddush Hashem, right, and if you tell them, so then it'll be a Kiddush Hashem, so then the halacha is, you're allowed to. It's a mitzvah. You can make a Kiddush Hashem. Over here, if you my understanding, it's not going to be a Kiddush Hashem, right? They don't know nothing. It's just, they're typing in a callous, they don't see payas, they don't see face, a big nose, they don't kike in front of their eyes, right? So they just write callous, da-da-da-da-da, we messed this up, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, right? So there's no Kiddush Hashem. That's my understanding. If I'm wrong, then that child will change. Chil Hashem, the zikr now. There's no Chil Hashem. If there'd be a Chil Hashem if you don't return the money, right? So maybe at the end of your mind, I'll tell you a good story. But if there'll be a Chil Hashem, so then you have to return the money. If you find an aved of a goyin, it'll be a chil Hashem if you don't return it, then you have to. But if it's nishtaher, and you just want to do it because it's the right ethical thing to do, you're not even allowed to do it. You're not even allowed to. So in this case, I told them, you get the computer. So now the shaila is, who gets the money? Right? Who gets the money? What do you mean who gets the money? So watch. To the person who was on the phone with me, was the person who was the actual buyer, the shliach, we'll call him the shliach in a minute, that might be his halachic name anyway, the shliach that was being sent to get the computer and bring it back for the other guy. So he's like, what do you mean, who gets the money? Of course I get the money. That's not the shaila. I just want to know if I can get the money. Well, you're here for, right, you're the pawn in my evil game, right? You're here just to tell me if there's money I have to give back to the guy, right? Bereg, I don't have to, then about it, it's for me, right? I don't know, no, it's a shaila. Shiloh. So then, you know, the other person, right, he called me up. He said, here's the Shiloh. What's the Shiloh? Of course I get the money. What do you mean? That, what are you talking about? It's my money. What in the world are you talking about? Now watch, I could do it the exact same way, right? What do you mean? Of course I get the money. Right? Of course, I'm the one who gave him the money to get the money. Of course I get the money. It's not even a Shiloh, right? Who's the Ksois? I hate the Ksois. I hate the Ksois, right? The other way I could do it is, what are you talking about? Who gets, what do you mean, right? He should get the money. I'm the one that called the company, right? I could do it like I really mean it also. Obviously you are extremely dumb. So I will talk slowly, right? I'm the one who called the company, right? Right? So therefore, who should get the money? I get the money, of course, right? I hate the Mesidas. Now, with that Hakdama, you understand where we're headed, okay? If Chayshin Mishpat is based on your logic, is based on, what's your logic based on? I don't know what your people logic is based on. I don't know what you had for lunch. Did you have schnitzel this morning? Right? I don't know. Right? I don't know what you had for lunch. If your logic of how you're going to make decisions in Chayshin Mishpat is based on, like, you know, so then probably, most probably, all the cases in the world of Chayshin Mishpat are going to come out on your side. Right? That's how it goes. There's a meister with the halak of Sma. The Sma is the king of Chayshin Mishpat. The Sma was also the Prisha, was also the Drisha. The Sma, the halak of Sma. The Sma has a sefer on the side of Chayshin Mishpat. Whenever you look in the Ksais, you right away you'll see these words. You see the Shach? Shach says Ayin Sma. You look at the Ksais says Ayin Shach, Ayin Sma. He's like, that's how it goes over there. That's how it goes. So he over there, the Sma, there's a famous story. It's brought in the Ksav Sefer. Ksav Sefer in the Tshuvas, in the 109th Tshuva, he brings this story. It seems to be like a Sefer family tradition, this story. They like the story a lot over there by the Sefer. So he brings like this, that I think he heard it from his father, the Ksav Sefer. So he says that the Sma was Gaidu, he was the Gadol Ador, and he was also the Gadol in Chayshin Mishpat. He was the Gadol in Chayshin Mishpat. So he said that the Sma had a din toyer with somebody. He had an issue, you know, a certain issue. Now, you imagine that the Sma understood it was an issue. It was obviously an issue. Because he knew, he wrote Koshemish, right? He knew everything. But he held it with a Shaila. So he told the person, he said, look, we can't go to a Rav over here because I am the Rav. So, and we can't go to any other Rav because no Rav is going to paskin against me. So Mamela, we'll go to a different town. So they went to an Ander Shtetl, and we'll take the dintar over there. Nope. So the Sma went, and the Sma didn't say his tzaddik, he presented the Shaila to a Dayan in a different town. The Dayan said he has to think about it. He came back the next day. Obviously, it was a big Shiloh. The Sma felt it was an issue and whatever. He felt it was like, you know, a second sod also. Otherwise. So the Sma, they came back the next day, passing against the Sma. He passed against the Sma. That's like, can I explain this to you in English? I can't explain this. In our language, that's like saying, Chaim Kanievsky, right, has a din Torah, right, with Anshul, his neighbor, right, and they can't don the din Torah on planet Earth, because everybody heard of the guy, right? So they come to Mars, where I'm the Rav, right? The Rav of Mars, and you are my Martians, right? And they ask the Shaila to me, right? And I say I have to come back tomorrow, yeah. And then I come back, and the next day I pass against Chaim Kanievsky. That's the story you just heard. So the Sma, Zerachid. He says he's makabel whatever the Rav says. He says, but I just want to tell you my tzad now. I just want to tell you what my tzad was. Why b'chal? And he went on to tell him a ganza pilpul. The Ksav Sefer brings this. It's not like in the storybook. This the Ksav Sefer brings in the tshuva. So he says, this and this and this. He made a whole pilpul. It was a ganza shir klali from the Sma, right? And with thumbs and dust and yeah. Basayif, the Rav told him like this. He says to him, listen. He says, I tell you the truth is that when I heard the case, right, and when I went to think about it last night, that's what I came out with also. I got a thought like you, that it should come out because of this pilpul, it should come out like you. He said, but Manasa, he said, that Lemaisa, about a month ago, it came out a new sefer called the Sma. A new sefer called the Sma. And in this sefer, the Sma, that's why, you know, it took me a long time. In this sefer, he has this entire shtickle, and he frags it up from such and such Gemara. Here, I'll show it to you. I'll show it to you. He read it inside. So the Sma used to say over, you see, that's what it means when Chazal say, ki ha shoychad, when a person is chad, he's one, the Gemara in Ksuvah says, he is one with his Negiyas, he sees that sad. So the Sma wrote the Halak Sma. He wrote against his own Sad. But because it came to him, it's a reality. It's a reality. So to say, that's like today we'll say some cases in the few precious moments that we have left. And the idea of these cases is to realize that there's a system. There's a system of Torah. It's not based on logic. It's not based on logic. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'll just give you an example. Somebody had a Shaila a few months ago. There was a bus stop over here in Ramat Shlomo. And there was like a what's it called? There was a gate. And by the gate, part of the gate was off, basically. They just put up the gate. There was like a gate that they put there. And they put the gate there because all the people from the bus stop were basically, you know, it's interesting, what's going on in there? Right? If you move, I'm trying to see what you're doing over there, right? So they put up a gate. When they put up a gate, there was a piece of like that metal rodness that was still sticking out. And basically every single person that came past the gate ripped his jacket. Right? That was like when I'm the Rav in the shul, so somebody came to me and told me that, you know, that it's, he said he saw four people that this happened to. Right? My mom saw four people because it wasn't high. It was got a lower. So he said, Mamisha, he saw four people that this happened to. Right? Told the guys, Mamisha, a Mazik Gomer and he's chayiv. It's Pasha de Borbish is a Rabbin, he's chayiv. Right? He's chayiv. Somebody should tell him. Right? And in our logic, that's true. In our logic, that's absolutely true. Right? I told him, you're just missing one fact. There's a system here. I don't know if the Goyim, in the logical system of the Goyim, this would work. I don't know. Leider. Right? I told him, but Bor is Pater and Caleb. You're right. It is a Bor. But Bor is Pater and Caleb. That's the first Gemara in Baba Kama. You all know that. Bor is Pater and Caleb. If something gets damaged through Bor, so there's what's your shirt? What's your jacket? That's Caleb. So beside Bor is Pater and Caleb. I said, so there's another Shiloh. There's another Shiloh. The Shiloh is that there's a machlekes between Rebaruch Ber. Right? You ever wonder when Rebaruch Ber is going to become Halacha L'Maaseh, right? There's a machlekes between Rebaruch Ber in the beginning of Baba Kama against the Chazayin Ish, whether or not when the Torah patered Bor from Caleb, but you're still at least a grummel. And grandma is chayiv bidei shemayim. So at least can we go to the guy and say, fine, say it down here, we can't get you, but up there you fry, man. Right? You're coming back like a chihuahua with a doggy sweater, right? With a lady who has a matching sweater, right? You know, who's lonely, right? You know, sha. That's also in this week's parsha, whatever. Yeah. You understand? You do understand, that's also terrible, but you know, that's, right? So I told him it's the machlekes Rebaruch Ber and the Chazayin Ish. Rebaruch Ber says that the Torah patted you, bor on Kalin, but that's all the Torah patted you, mitzad that you have to pay bidei Adam. But you're still a grama. You still have to pay bidei Shemayim, right? I said, but the Chazayin Ish holds not like that. And this is mamish evil because he's like a Chazayin Ish nephew or something. So I said, what am I going to do? I'm going to go and tell him that you're chayiv bidei Shemayim. He's going to come and show me that no, it says Mefurish in the Chazayin Ish. That the Chazon Ish holds that a boar is potter and kalim, with a Torah potter, boar and kalim, potter the gamri, no games. Right? Doesn't have to pay, not be the other, not be the shemayim. But I'm just showing you, how would we have passed in the Shiloh? I'll show you. If I own the fence, I would say, mechutzafim, what are you talking? This is how I'd answer. It's nothing necessarily to do with the Shiloh. Mechutzafim, chutzpanyakim. Yeah? What are you talking? I have to put up the gate against you keeping palms, right? I put up a gate. I should have to pay, right? Be happy I don't have guard tools out. I should pay you for the thing. Who asked you to walk next to my gate, Bichlal? That has nothing to do with our shot. But who asked you to walk next to my gate, Bichlal? And I should pay you? The other guy, he'd say, what? This guy's a Russia gummer. Nefstama Nebuchadnezzar wasn't such a Russia. He put out a stick that is ripping everybody, good people, Eakim's pants and trousers and dust. And the guy's a Russia from Gehenna, right? Right? When they walk into the Beis Din, so then obviously the Dayan is going to have to paskin like me. If the Dayan doesn't paskin like me, he's a Russia also. Right? Now you understand what goes on. This is why I left. It's not very pretty in that there over there. It's not nice being called, you know, right? You know, temple. Temple, I think, means like, what is it? Right? They have the like Kova temples or something, right?
It's a type of hat.
It's like a type of hat, but you are that hat. Right? That's my understanding, right? So, you know, one time somebody came into the basin and started saying like this, the Dayan and Paskin, I was the youngest, there's an older Rav there, and the Rav basically said, he's saying that you don't have to agree or disagree. Right? He took out the paper, you signed the paper, and whatever it says in this paper, you will agree to whatever we say, right? So basically what the Dayan just said is that you just signed away your life to the three Royei Bakar, right? The three, you know, the three sheep herders, right? But that's the concept that you have here, is that whatever I'm not crazy. Why would I go to court if I think I'm going to lose my money? Obviously, I'm not crazy. Obviously, I don't. So now you understand there's a system. So if you know the system and you know the 428 simonim of Ksaisim and Shulchan Aruch and Chayshon Mishpat and Shaks and Tmas and everybody, and the Pesachim Tshuva is on the page and all the Pesachim that came afterward, right? Including the Aruch HaShulchan, right? So if you know all that, so then fine. So then you have a right to feel a tzad when you come into the Beis Din. But if not, it's based on what? It's based on, I'm not crazy. You are crazy. Okay? Because our system, okay. And this is also why in Chayshon Mishpat and Chavav, it says a lashon over there, which is one of the strongest lashonis in the Kol HaTorah Kul, and all 1,705 Siman Kimat doesn't say this lashon. It says if you go to a Goyish court, if you go, what's Goyish court based on, Rabbi Yisai? The jury system. This is wonderful. I get now to come every day. They give me hot lunch. Yummy, right? Of course I want to be on this. But all the Jewish people are like, please don't take me. Please. I have severe problems. I'm a major racist. Right? I mamish hate Obama. Right? I hate Hillary. Right? I love Trump. Whatever, right? The whole business. Everything. Don't take me. We're taking you. He killed his wife. I'm about to kill mine. Okay? So he comes to the court. So let's see who's on your jury. Let's see the jury. They come to the case, right? He's sitting there. He's watching the case. I got into a fight with my husband today. He's a man, right? I got into a fight with my husband today. Right? I got into a fight with my husband today, and he reminds me of my husband, right? He's guilty. Right, the other guy, how's he make his decision? Right, how's he make his decision? Right, I'm taco racist, you know. So I don't like the guy. Why? Well, I mean, there's no Hezber, you know. Right? That's how they decide things, right? So, one of the strongest statements in all of Chayshon Mishpat. Shulchan Aruch says, if you go to Goyish court and you kivyachol say that there's no justice by us, their system, that's the system, you're heirim yadoi against Torah's Moshe. You put your hand up against the Torah of Moshe. It never says that word. Moshe Rabbeinu's name doesn't get a mention anywhere else. You put your hand up against Moshe Rabbeinu. Why doesn't it say that? If you eat Basar B'chalav, you're heirim yadoi against Moshe Rabbeinu. He's also probably not happy with you if you eat a cheeseburger, right? But here's worse. Because here you're saying that the system is a waste of ink. And Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Ksais. Stays? So that's it. So now I'll tell you one or two cases. I had to do that. What can I do? I can't. This is my blood, okay? All right? So that's it. Okay, we'll go back to that case for a second. That case, again, the case. The case with the $400 and the computer and this. Okay? There's two cases that I got, which are similar. I'll tell you each one, and I'll tell you what the psak is, and what I think at least. Right? One case was the way I described it to you. That was the case. The case was that somebody said, you're going to America, do me a favor, buy me a computer there and bring it back. In that case, let's say that was the maisa that happened, that the money wasn't charged to the credit card. And now, he comes back, he wants to know who, you know, he brings in the computer. Do I get to keep the cash? Do I get to keep the $400? Right? Or no, I have to give him the $400, his $400 back. Right? These are maisa and bekal yob. There's a different case, which sounds the same, but could be totally different. That's why Chayshon Mishpat, the system, is a totally different havana. The case is what happens that I do this as a service. I'm not saying if this is, perhaps legal, you know, Misad the Medina or whatever, but that's the case that somebody asked me. He goes around advertising this. He goes around advertising that I buy for you thing. This is how he pays for his ticket. This is how he pays for his trip. This is how he pays for Kaidel or whatever, right? So he says, I buy for you, you know, electronic goods. Right, so he goes around advertising. If you want me, I'll bring you back ties. I'll bring you back electronic goods. I'll bring you whatever. And that's what he does, and he brings back full suitcases. Right, and you know when he gets to Mechas, he says, you know, he takes his 2-year-old daughter and right, and then you know he walks right through, and nobody stops him. Mechas and whatever. That's why you have children. Anyway, so we have to change her. Right, the whole plane ride, they're feeding her chalent. Right, we really have to change her. Oh, you want us to open up the bag? No problem. So, the Maisa, The case is down the same. One case was that the person, you know, he went around advertising. He bought toasters and he bought ties and he bought that. And he, let's say one of the things didn't get charged. I don't remember what the product was, but let's say it was also a computer to make my life easy, right? He bought a computer for somebody and he brought back the computer and the same thing happened to him. They sound like the same case. The company didn't charge him, okay? He now wants to know who gets to keep the money. Okay, it sounds like the same case. Right? Well, what's the difference, Rabbi Yisai, first of all? What's the difference in cases?
One's a business. One's a
what?
One's a business.
So, and which way should it be, therefore? What would you say? Which way should it be?
No, the business should keep the money. The guy who's doing the business.
Which guy?
The guy who's doing the business should be able to keep the money if he didn't get charged.
The guy who's doing the business, he should be able to keep the money. The first case.
He should have to give it back.
He should have to give back the money. Also. Now, it's tough. What? He says no.
Also,
I must tell you, I just says no. You know my shutef is a big Talmud Chacham, right? B'shaita, when this maisa happened, I don't remember which one, I must admit. When one of these maisa happened, we got into a big machlokes about it. We disagreed on what the psak was. I can't remember which one we disagreed about, but I'll tell you what I think. It's Tadim. Hillel was always an Anov. He was macked in the other side, but I just don't remember. I don't remember the, you know, but the Maisa, what are the Tadim? What are the Tadim? Listen to the idea. I would have thought, like the Tadim is saying, when it comes to the $400, that I, the Maisa, I get money from you, I'm doing you a favor, and I go and I so at that point now, watch. If I got the money, I'm buying it on your behalf. Right? I have nothing to do with this. I'm buying it on your behalf. I am considered, when I'm buying it, I have money of yours. I'm basing my buying based on the fact that you gave me money. So therefore, pashas in halacha, I'm called a shliach. In Shulchan Aruch and Kofei Beis, is concepts of the dinim of shlichus. We have rules on these things. So the dinim of shlichus would be that I got the computer. Just give me one more. I just want to explain it first. It's a little bit complicated, right? I got the computer. You love the choice. What do you want from me? Okay, right? I got the computer for you. Kibyachal, I bought the computer for you. So therefore, even though nothing was charged. So therefore, whose money? What was the decision? I'm just doing everything for you. So I am you. Just one moment. I am you. I am you doing everything for you. So if I'm you doing everything for you, it's just I'm a middleman. I'm your yad arbichta. Ibezei, the mishaleach, the guy in Eretz Yisrael, we'll call him, the guy who's the receiver of the computer, he gets everything. He was the one that lucked out. Hagami already gave the money. Hagami gave the money. That money is all just a simon that you're my shliach. That's what I thought. We'll see in a minute. It's not so simple. Right? The other case, I'm considered a business. That's what I am. Right? So I take money to do my business. Right, this is my business. How I get my computers, that's pushing my business. You know, MYOB, right? Mind your own business. I this has nothing to do with you. LaMarshall, let's say he would find out, it's a business. Let's say he would find out that there's a sale on computers and he can get a $400 computer for $50. You'd all agree in that case that, maybe you wouldn't agree. So he's going to be the business. So he got the computer, the $400 computer for $50. So now he's selling you a computer. I'm not your shliach. I'm selling you a computer. That's what I thought. As I'm saying it, I remember the other side. As I'm saying it, I remember what my shit tainted. No. He tainted that when you buy something, the das, unless you say something explicitly, you say something in halacha, is that the makne, the computer company, whatever, right, the owner of the computer, they're being makne it, that's their das. They're not being makne it for somebody else, they're being makne it to you. You're the one that gave your credit card. Yeah, it's my credit card, it wasn't his. That was the whole point of how this worked, right? So I should have thought that no, that in both cases it's considered, in both cases it'll be the same din. And that in both cases it's considered that I'm the makne, I, the middleman, am the makne, so therefore I get everything. He didn't look at it as a shliach, because we look at it with the middleman involved, because they're makne to the middleman. I gotta disagree. Because it doesn't matter what they're doing it for. It all matters, l'dayti, what's the kavana, right? And b'shaita, l'maisa, the taka, I think the shaita was, they went taka to one of the greatest rabbanim, because I said, once I saw, I had a machlek, I said, I think you got a, I think you went like me. but you see, it's a shver shaila. What do you want to ask?
You see, that the shlichas was just to get the computer.
Correct.
So the money should be the guy that it's buying. You know? He knows what he's giving the shliach.
The shliach to buy you a computer. That's his whole shliach.
Right. No, or maybe his...
To buy you a computer, not to get you a computer. To buy you a computer, that's his shliach.
Maybe his das was to pay this for a computer. And whoever he pays it to, where my with the money goes.
Giving him money, saying, get me a computer. The guy goes and buys a computer. Could he use different money for it?
Yeah, but it depends on what the business is. I'm saying the business is that I'm buying you that computer. The business is not that I'm going to get you a random computer and that's my business. I can get it cheaper or not. It's I'm just, whatever computer you have, I'm just bringing it. I'm bringing a tie. The business is not I get you whatever tie and whatever price I get it. Obviously, you have to give them back the rest of the money. Mm.
Business aspect is
definitely...
Not obviously,
because
it's not...
Because I love it. Now, the Maisa, what did the Goyim hold about this case? So I spoke to a lawyer.
Take the computer.
I spoke to a lawyer about it. What did the Goyim hold about this case?
Keep the money.
Huh? So first, it's hard to get the Shaila out to the Goyim. Because no, you have to give it back to the... You have to tell the company. So let's say the case is that the company has a rule that, you know, in order to get to the lawyers, it's difficult, right? So you have to word everything. I told them, let's say the company has a rule that if they mess up within 30 days, that's it. They don't ask the money back, right? So how does it work by the goyim, by the lawyers? The lawyer told me that the money goes to always, both cases, right? The money goes to who they made the deal with. Right? The money goes to who they made the deal with, the hainu... The they don't know about this guy in Eretz Yisrael, we'll call him, right? What? To the shliach, we'll call him the shliach. But in both cases, they call him the shliach. What?
Really
right, in both cases, they consider him a machne. They don't hear no evil, see no evil, and whatever, and that's it. Right? Whatever the credit card is to that, right? I just want to show you, I mean, lemaisa, I'm not going to say my shirt to paskin like the goyim, right? But you see over here that this is an example. Lefid, what I'm saying, which I think that was the psak halacha, is that you see over here that the guy is shakur, right? So different than the halacha legamre. It's a different, and there's a whole different lamdis, right? That's the, let me end with one case. We didn't get much today, but let me end with one case. Nah, let me have a story. The story was like this. No, it's also this week's parshas. It's also halacha, it's halacha. But when I was living in Sarotskin, Darton, so I had a brother, I have a brother, that, you know my brother, so we used to learn together every Thursday night, right? We used to go to Vasikin, whatever. So one Friday morning, just like today, we were walking out on the floor. This is like going back, you know, mamish, like a different century. Like a cell phone was like a major commodity. It's a major commodity, you know? And I remember, I once had two bakrim at my house. This is going back, you're talking maybe 90 years ago. There were two bakrim at my house, and one bakr was telling the other bakr, there was a cell phone back then, I'm probably before your time, there's something called the mango. You remember the mango? That's before your time. The first cell phone that came to Eretz Yisrael was called the, I can't do it like this, mango. It was called a mango. Right? And like, you know, like, nobody had cell phones yet, right? At that time, it was like, you know, yeah, cell phone was like a suitcase with, like, a wire sticking out. And it was like, the first one was a mango. So there were two bakrim sitting at my table on a shop, and one of them said to the other bakr, he said to him, you know, in front of me, now, I knew what he meant, because he brought me, on Erev Shabbos, he brought me mangoes, right? It was, like, right after, like, Tu B'Shvat or something, I don't know, they came into, so he brought me mangoes. So he said to him, you know, I bought a mango to, so they're both, what? You bought a mango? Now I know what's going on. I'm loving this. You bought a mango? He goes, yeah. He says, actually, I bought three. I bought one for me, I bought one for Shragi, and what? What are you talking about? You bought three mangoes, right? I'm crying. I'm like, my wife under the table, right? I'm like, I can't. You bought three mangoes, right? He goes, do your parents know? I didn't tell my parents. It finally came out, but sorry, this went on and on and on for half an hour. Right? You know, but when did it end? He goes, yeah, it was delicious. What? So why am I telling you this? Because the other story. So me and my brother were walking outside the house, and there was a cell phone on the floor. This is like hundreds of years ago. It's like finding on the floor like a diamond ring. Okay, you found on the floor a diamond ring. So he looks at me. He says to me, Arab cell phone, right? You know, with the green flag and the yellow right or whatever, you know, that's right, to do whatever. So he says to me, I'm allowed to keep the cell phone. I tell him, look, there's an Arab, it's like 5:30 in the morning, right? There's an Arab cleaner who's way down the block, right? He's the only guy that has a cell phone. You know that guy, he doesn't have a house. He has a Bedouin, but he has a cell phone, right? So it's all the way down the block. So I said to him, look, what should I tell you? What should I tell you? I know the halacha is like this. If it'll be a Kiddush Hashem, you're allowed to. If it's a Chil Hashem, if he was going to know it's Jews that took it and this and that and whatever, right? There's no Chil Hashem over here. He's all the way down the block. He has no idea where he lost it, right? Kiddush Hashem, I don't know. Arab day camp. You know what Arab day camp is? A picture of Shragi, a target practice, right? And, second Seder is Mein Kampf, right? So I don't know, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be Cain Grace, the Kiddush Hashem. I don't know. It's good. It's Kung Fu. You should give it back to me. Right? So I don't know. So I told him, Elamai, you're giving it back because it's the ethical thing to do. So then we don't do that fakir. The Gemara says, if you give back, it's the ethical thing. We do it because Hashem wants us to do it. Okay. So I told him, I think you can keep it. Fine. The problem was, my brother was leaving back to America a few days later. The problem was he couldn't figure out, he couldn't get it all. He's on Arabic, right? So he couldn't, he's trying, he's getting phone calls all day. He's trying all the time to get, he's trying to find, you can't get language. He doesn't know what language is. So now, this is in the summertime, my brother is in the Pesach time, right? See, now it is in New York, it's freezing cold, right? And over here, it's like boiling hot. But my brother had to wear his overcoat. And because, when you go back to America, you have to have the coat with you. So there he is in Ben Gurion Airport, right, playing with an Arab cell phone, right, wearing an overcoat, okay? In the middle of the airport, doesn't look good, right? All of a sudden, it starts ringing. Yasser and Fatima and the sister and his wife, the same person, right? He's trying still to get back his phone, right? And all of a sudden, my brother got surrounded. My brother learns to be excuse me. He gets surrounded by all those undercover policemen in Ben Gurion that all of a sudden come out of nowhere. He's surrounded. So that's the end of the story. Good job, Mr.